Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome back to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. Thank you so much for tuning in and for subscribing to the podcast. I will say this for the first time in quite a while. Please rate and review the podcast wherever you do subscribe to this podcast, whether it be on the Apple Podcast feed or wherever you find it. It does help the algorithm, and it helps us reach a new audience. I've seen some good reviews up there, 5-star reviews, very, very helpful.
Right now, I'm talking with Brian Giles, a guitarist and vocalist of the Mighty Red Fang. I'm going to assume you're in Portland right now?
That's correct.
Nice, right on, man. So I'm going to start things off with a question that we usually leave to the end. But Red Fang's a fun band, and I'm just going to start things off weird. So if you don't mind, pick a scar on your body. Tell us the story of how you got it and show us the scar if you can.
I guess the easiest one to show you is, well, it's sort of embarrassing, but whatever. It's the most convenient one. Let's see. That. Can you see that?
Oh, yeah, I see there. That. Yeah, that was like a little tattoo.
It was my first tattoo, the stick and poke I got in high school instead of listening to a lecture. And it is on top of a cigarette burn because I guess for a second there I thought I was tough and yeah. I was on some illicit drugs and I put a cigarette out on myself. Anyway, I'm glad it's still there because I think every scar/tattoo tells a story, no matter how embarrassing.
Is it a dollar sign or a Z?
It's an OZ. Opinion Zero was an excellent metal punk band from Tucson, Arizona, back when I was a wee lad.
Okay, right on, man. So we're going to talk about the new album and we're going to talk about the new music. But I also am curious. So you're in Portland right now and, you know, Red Fang, awesome Portland band. And there's been so many cool Portland bands throughout history. Some like Poison Idea is one that rings comes to my mind. What are your favorite Portland bands of all time?
I'm a big Wipers fan. I think they're fantastic. Let's see. Portland bands. There's a band called The Bugs, which it's just one of the most good time garage pop duo. I love the shit out of them. They've toured a lot in France. They're an odd couple of fellas, but okay. I love those guys. Our front of house has started a new band, relatively new band called Ills, ILS, and they're really great. It's Tom Glose from Black Elk and Lopez.
Okay.
It's his latest effort doing vocals, and it's super caustic, almost to the point of unpleasant, but it's but it's catchy. It's
okay.
It's really good. I strongly suggest checking that out.
Caustic and catchy. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the new album, and it's called Eros, coming out June 4th. And first off, did you guys record this during the pandemic, or was it finished before, or what's the story with it?
It was completed in October of 2019, so there's no mention of the coronavirus or any of its subsequent side effects on the record. So you can breathe a sigh of relief there. Any complaining on the record is not because of the pandemic.
You didn't like ham fist any like, you know, coronavirus mentions, just like throw them in there just to be topical, right?
Yeah, exactly. I hate being in my apartment. I mean, no.
Quarantine blues.
Yeah. Gross. Yes.
Because
that probably exists. It's probably a new genre.
Well, there's a 2 Chainz song called Quarantine Thick about getting, you know, super thick during quarantine. So, you know, there's that.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know, a lot of people just got fat. So, I mean, if he was working out, good on him.
Shout out 2 Chainz. Yes.
Yeah, man.
We're talking 2 Chainz with Red Fang. Okay, so what can you tell us about the record, man? What can we expect?
I'm real proud of it. It's a continuation of our, you know, it's still us doing it in the same style. You know, I mean, it's the same style of songwriting. That is that anything that all 4 of us can agree on is cool is what turns into a song. So, but that said, I think this record sort of leans a little into the darker corners of the psyche.
Okay,
it's not a cheerful thing necessarily, but really what Ren Fang record is.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, and I think also I'm real proud of how dense it is with weirdness. There's a lot of strange noises on there that are. I think they're intriguing, and I know where a lot of the noises came from. So hopefully people can, you know, hit the bong and check it out in that way too.
That is like the best way to promote the album. Like and you got to get a new one, get a nice new one with like the glass catcher, you know, just like, and get it like brand new. When you touch down with the Red Fang record, just put it on. Get the new one with the glass catcher.
Put your phone on airplane mode, you know, and then let your mind take off, bruh.
Oh, man.
Or just listen to it.
Or just whatever. Okay, so you guys are usually road dogs, and I know this is probably the longest you guys have gone without touring in a while, I'm assuming.
The longest I've gone since I was in my mid 20s. So yes, long damn time.
How you been staying busy and well, I don't know about sane, but a semblance of sane. How have you been staying busy at least?
I am teaching myself to do home recording. I'm not gonna be some kind of producer of note or anything anytime soon. But but for my own creative. Uses I've gotten there. It's great. I no longer hate the computer.
Yeah.
The computer is my friend. So I feel good about that. I did not get thick. I should probably, I don't know, get some good walking shoes or something. But I did a lot of home recording and it was really fun and it's something I have incorporated into my life even now that I have other things. It's become important to me, and so that's pretty exciting, you know. Yeah. for being a guy who, you know, I eschewed digital, you know, recording as a process for years and years. I was like, no way, man, you get your guitar and crack a beer and that's how you do it. But turns out there are 2 ways to rock.
Yeah,
man. Somebody should call the Red Rocker and let him know.
Are these new things that you're recording and experimenting with? Are they for Red Fang? Are they just ideas? Are they for a side project? Or
I've been contributing to other people's crazy ideas.
Cool.
I'm the lion's share of the things I've done is for a project called Super Volcano 2042. And it's a collaboration between me, my friend, and our future selves. We've been collaborating with our much older selves in the future, and then they send us back the material. And I must say that the 69-year-old version of me is excellent.
Is he super advanced?
Well, he's still grumpy. It's crazy. You'd think he would have worked it out, but no, still grumpy.
How are his recording skills?
You know, better than mine. Really, I could learn from him.
Nice, man. Okay, so you've been doing home recording studio with everything, and I've been doing that too. I've kind of built out I'm underneath the stairs, so I have like a Harry Potter like existence right now, just recording studio under the stairs. But I made it work, and stoked. But now we're talking about the future, but let's go to the past. So I like to ask people like what their first albums was and stuff. But we interviewed you guys years ago at Mayhem Festival, and I think we already asked you that question. So I'm going to go a little bit more random. Growing up, what was the first band t-shirt you ever purchased?
That would be Ronnie James Dio for the Sacred Heart Tour.
Nice.
And I was very excited that it said devil upside down.
Yeah.
So you look down at your shirt, it said devil. And I was like, my parents don't know that. That's cool. And the other thing, I guess I was in seventh grade, and I had not been exposed to marijuana yet. Mm-hmm. Late bloomer. But I was like, that's what pot smells like. And I wore it to school the next day and smelled it all day. I was like, what knowing now really low grade weed smells like.
This is what dirt weed's like.
Yeah, definitely. The pot that was in my shirt had definitely spent some time in a car tire.
Was that so? That was one of your first concerts as well, then? The Dio concert?
Yeah, my first metal concert was Dio, Sacred Heart.
Awesome. Well, okay. So early on, going to those shows, getting that band t-shirt, what was the band? Was there a band that really inspired you to like do it yourself?
Well, I mean, I definitely was into, you know, that kind of metal, like Motley Crue, Shout of the Devil, you know, Rat Out of the Cellar, that era, you know, that mm-hmm. was kind of what was happening. But a lot of, you know, so technically proficient that it didn't really cross my mind that, oh, I could do that.
Yeah.
It still inspired me to, you know, to play music. But I think probably getting, you know, Black Flag, My War, that record was, Greg Ginn is still a hero of mine. I think his guitar playing is just so unique and aggressive and weird and interesting. But also very accessible to someone, you know, who has, you know, like mitts for hands. You know, I'm never going to do these pentatonic sweeps or anything.
Yeah.
But I think Greg Ginn taught me that you don't need that crap. Just, you know, what you need is intention. What you need is a feeling. And then whatever else you do to get that feeling across, the requisite skills are an interest, or having something to say is really all that you need to be in a rock and roll band.
Absolutely, man. And that very, very DIY. And those were that band Black Flag. I mean, some of the earliest, like, of just like gnarly DIY touring. And I know that's what, you know, before Red Fang really got a big name for yourselves. I remember you guys were a DIY, and you still probably, but on a bigger scale. But, you know, I just remember very DIY and very much like just get in the van kind of style.
Yeah, we're still doing that.
Okay. All right.
We have, I don't know, a handful of times gone out in a tour bus, but only because logistically it would have been impossible otherwise. But, you know, unless suddenly we accidentally write, you know, Escalator to Heaven or something, yeah, we're always going to be in the van, and that's fine by me. I enjoy it. It's very comfortable. It's my home away from home.
Yeah, man. And it also keeps cost low, you know, because those buses are expensive, you know, and
absolutely. I mean, I've seen buses out in front of some shoebox clubs here in town, and just knowing what I know now after years of, you know, looking at the breakdown of what a tour costs, I'm like, man, I'm assuming that this band is getting fronted money for that bus.
Yeah.
And every single penny that this tour makes is going into that bus right now. And if you're after experience and you want to live the high life and have, you know, heated floors and a shower and a bed and everything is cool, great. You're getting that's a great life experience. But if you're in it to make a living, no freaking way bands of our size, are in a bus. You know, it's not feasible.
It'd be cool for a while, but if you're a lifer and you're doing it long term and stuff, it's just not sustainable. So, you know,
exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think some people would get in the bus because they feel like it's an image thing. And I'm not
optics.
I'm not trashing on that because that very well may be true. I mean, you know, people are like, oh, what's backstage like? And maybe some of the job is being like, oh man, it's all strippers and we're doing cocaine off the chandelier, you know. That's not what we do. You know, we're like, all right, back into the Scrabble. You know, we're not, you know, rock and roll in that way. But I think that a lot of people, there's a certain number of people that, that kind of want to live through you. Like, man, if I didn't have my, you know, my crappy office job, I could be out there doing all these crazy exploits like you do. And you don't want to crush their dreams so much by saying, well, no, I finished a book and I found a laundromat on my day off. You know what I mean?
And it's ate like a Snickers bar.
Right. It's like, that's not, I mean, to some degree, maybe you're supposed to fulfill that fantasy for people, but, you know, I don't need all that stuff to, I mean, it for me, finding a laundromat that'll fold your laundry for you.
Oh.
It's like, we are living large, boys. You know what I mean? But that really does bring me joy. So, you know, I am living a dream. It's just not at my expectations are a little lower than maybe what you're supposed to have for rock and roll.
I can imagine that would kind of take its toll on you too. Is like if the expectations of like, cause people see Red Fang on your music videos, probably expect you guys to just be, you know, not partying per se, but just like always there to drink with them and stuff. And maybe if you just want to have a night off, everyone, you know, this is their big night, but for you, it might just be Tuesday night. And so it might not be as sustainable to always, you know, people expecting you to like rage with them might be kind of hard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I mean, I've shotgunned warm beers out of somebody's trunk in a parking lot, you know, right. This is like the sixth show in a row with like, you know, averaging 7 hours on the road a day.
Yeah.
Just totally fried. But these, you know, someone comes up, oh man, you got a shotgun this beer with us, we brought it, it's the local, it's the crappiest local beer we have.
Yeah,
we sort of have a reputation for that. So it's like, all right, so not only is it not good, but it's warm and it's out of your trunk, you know, but it meant so much to them that I'm like, well, I guess that's what's happening now, you know. But yeah, eventually you've got to take a day off and say, no, today I'm gonna be super boring. But so
hey, you mentioned that Red Fang has a reputation for drinking super crappy local beers. What's your, and we're going to bum someone out here, but you know, you guys have toured the world. What's the crappiest local beer you've ever had? If you can remember.
Well, you know, I can't probably call one out by name. You know, I mean, I can think of some crappy beers. I think Ballantine's is pretty damn bad.
Okay.
That tastes like you're licking a dirty car battery. You know, but the, you know, it's the price point. If it's the price point you're after, Ballantyne.
Nice. All right, man. Well, I'm not going to take up your whole, you know, evening and whatnot. It's a beautiful Northwest day here. I'm in Seattle. You're in Portland. I know. The sun's out. But I just have two more questions for you. And everyone knows Red Fang, heavy riffs, heavy rock. But I'm assuming there's some albums that you love that people might not expect. What are a couple albums that you, the singer, the guitarist of Red Fang, world-renowned rock and roll band, something that you love that people might be like, really? Like, is there any quote-unquote guilty pleasures? I don't really believe in guilty pleasures as a real thing.
Well, that's, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. I don't, if you enjoy something, what, where's the guilt coming from?
Exactly.
You know, I like, Kim Carnes is an old favorite of mine, you know, Betty Davis Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fantastic song. I've said many times, Simon and Garfunkel, Bridge Over Troubled Water. I think that if it speaks to you, I mean, not everybody's in a metal mood all the time.
Oh,
I
yeah.
don't know who can possibly, well, I mean, maybe when I was, you know, a teenager or something, that I was on, my brain was set to angst at all times, but that's, you know, that's not sustainable either. You do have to give yourself a break. One of my favorite Sunday morning albums to put on is Stardust by Willie Nelson. It's a cover album of old jazz standards.
Yeah.
And that album just, you know, it brings a tear to my eye. I love it so much. You know, there's a laundry list of things that probably people would be disgusted by, you know, that are real metal, you know, I mean, but come on, we're older people. We don't need that anymore.
So again, the new album's coming out June 4th, Arrows. You can pre-order it now. You can listen to the new singles available. And support Red Fang. No one's touring right now. I mean, people starting to open up, so people are going to start playing shows here and there. And I hope we get to see Red Fang in Seattle here in the future sometime in 2021, 2022. But in the meantime, support them, pre-order them, buy some merch, support awesome local Northwest rock and roll. Do you have any final words for the Seattle and the local Northwest music scene and before the album comes out?
No, I mean, I not really. I mean, I think what you said, you know, go out and support music, not just us, but just your local venues. You know, I mean, it made me really nervous just as this thing dragged on. It was like, you know, I know Slim's in San Francisco closed its doors permanently. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of clubs that were in danger. And so, you know, it's not just bands. It's the people that work for bands. It's clubs. It's a whole, microcosm of it's a community that we all need to support. And so, I plan on getting out there, putting on my cleanest dirty shirt and supporting it too. Seattle has always been a really, really fantastically supportive town for us. And I really appreciate it. So I guess what I'd say to Seattleites is thank you so much. And I can't wait to party with you guys again.
All right, Brian Giles, again from Red Fang, aka, if you see it on the screen, Maurice.
Weh.
Yes. Right on, man. Dude, thank you so much for doing the interview. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me, man.
Absolutely. Have a good one, man.
You too.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.